Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning, everyone. I'm Leslie Mullen, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I'm going to be the facilitator for the public meeting, and it is 10:03 a.m. on March 10th, 2021. So with the current coronavirus situation, this is a very challenging time, and we'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this meeting and to provide us any feedback you may have on the draft rule. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at lesliemu@dor.wa.gov. And we will now begin the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for a new rule in Title 458, Chapter 20, titled Workforce Education Investment Surcharge, Select Advanced Computing Businesses. Okay, so we will now begin the scheduled public meeting, and other persons present for this meeting include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, and then Keith Dacus, management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment this morning as this meeting is being recorded. So due to the current COVID-19 pandemic and stay-at-home order, we are conducting this meeting telephonically and so do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. But I would like to now ask, do we have any parties on the phone for this meeting? It looks like we do. So if you could, for the record, could you just please one by one identify yourself? And if you are representing someone, please state who you are representing and whether you have comments that you'd like to make later.
Hi, this is Brian Aragon calling on behalf of Amazon, but I don't have any statements, any planned statements today.
Okay, thank you.
Leland.
I think we can't hear you very well, but this is Jen Choi with Anderson, and Leland Quinn is also on our team as well. And I do have a comment.
Okay.
For the definition of that section three, let's see, yeah.
So I think what we'll do is we're going to go through the list of who's present, and then later in the public meeting, I will go ahead and specifically ask for the comments that you may have.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
This is Michelle Basler from KPMG.
Joanne Petrosi.
Is there anybody else?
Good morning. I'm Carol Darling, and I'm from ProTangent Staffing, and I'm very interested in staffing industry take on this today.
I'm Katie Whitlock. I'm with New Harmony Statistical Consulting, and I don't have any comments for later.
This is Sonia Barker with BDO, and I do not have any comments.
Okay.
This is Elaine Harper with PwC. I do not have any comments.
Okay, well, sounds like just about everybody has introduced themselves, so I'll go ahead and move on here. So this public meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. And the purpose of this public meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule. This meeting was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 21-05-068, which was filed with the Code Reviser on February 17, 2021. And copies of this rule are available. If you did not receive a copy, just let Keith know and he will be more than happy to send you a copy, but all of you probably should have one in front of you by now. So we emphasize that the rule draft is now written is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style, and new language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown by strikeout. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the preliminary rule draft, and we appreciate, like I said, receiving written comments, and we'll evaluate all the comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. And you may send written comments to the attention of myself, Leslie Mullen, at the following email address, and that is leslimu@dor.wa.gov. And again, after the meeting, Keith can also give you that information. These comments must be provided no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March 16, 2021. So in this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. So before opening the meeting for your comments, I will briefly outline the key points in this new preliminary rule draft. The proposed new rule is titled Workforce Education Investment Surcharge, Select Advanced Computing Businesses, and includes the following. It provides information about the taxability of and surcharge for select advanced computing businesses, as described in RCW 8204299, and the surcharge resulted from the passage of, in 2020, of Engross Substitute Senate Bill 6492. The new rule also explains the surcharge amount, how businesses are supposed to report this amount, and the businesses subject to the new surcharge. And the new rule also provides information about the surcharge cap and a general example of how the surcharge and the B&O tax is calculated. So at this time, we'd like to hear any comments after you've identified yourself for the record. And again, feel free to also provide those comments in writing as a follow-up, just in case the audio doesn't come in very well. So I would appreciate those the feedback or any comments in writing as well, if you can do so. So at this time, are there any comments that anyone would like to provide about the rule draft as currently written?
Hello, this is Jen Choi, and I have a comment for section definition 3B, advanced computing business. It states that it's means a business that derives income from engaging in advanced computing, and would like to, it would be great to include if it is income from third party or if it includes affiliated intercompany charges.
Okay, so it looks like maybe we might need to clarify or do a little bit more work on the definition. Does anyone else have any other comments about the rule draft that you'd like to share at this time?
This is Michelle Basler. I wonder if there would be a de minimis amount or something there? Is it deriving 1 cent from this advanced computing would make you subject to? Would there be any materiality threshold that we could apply?
Okay. Okay, so maybe there's could be information in there as far as, you know, who specifically is subject to the surcharge. But, you know, as long as at least one member of an affiliated group is engaged in advanced computing and the affiliated group has more than $25 billion worldwide in income, then yeah, we'll be subject to it. But perhaps additional information in that section would be helpful. Is there anyone else that has any other comments? Okay. Okay, and like I said, feel free to provide all these comments in writing as well, or if you think of something a little bit later as you read through the rule draft. So I will, before closing this public meeting, because it doesn't sound like anyone else has any other comments about the rule draft, I will go ahead and recap the rulemaking process. This has been the initial public meeting for input regarding the proposed language for a new rule on the workforce education surcharge imposed on select advanced computing businesses. As a result of the comments received during public meetings, additional changes to the preliminary rule draft frequently occur. And after any changes are made, a revised draft is filed with the code reviser and is published in the state register, after which a public rulemaking hearing will be held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made and the final draft is filed for adoption with the code reviser. So unlike today's public meeting and the upcoming public hearing, which has not been scheduled yet, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. Rather than final filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. So absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. So thank you for participating in this public meeting. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly for the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities with the agency, please let Keith know before you get off the phone, or you can email him at keithd@dor.wa.gov. So this public meeting is now adjourned, and for the record, the time is now 10:15 a.m. Thank you for attending.